about teaching first and second grade for me that was, I think, most powerful was I grew up, like most of us, in shame-based classrooms. It didn't work for me, and I knew it was not something that I could possibly do to students. So I tried to create the community that I wished I'd had to value the voices of my students, that we're all in this together. It kind of got the best of me, and I needed to take a year off after 6 or 7 years. It just kind of made me sick. It was just too much. It wasn't healthy for me. But it was an incredible, incredible 6 years.
When you said you had to create the curriculum, is Cambridgeport School alternative school, a public school? I mean, don't they plug you into your curriculum?
It's a public school. Cambridge parents have a choice of which of the 13, 14 elementary schools that their child would attend. And this was an alternative school, kind of like a magnet school. At that time, there wasn't a set curriculum that was handed to you, no. The upside was I got to do really what I thought was best and what I wanted to do. And the downside was I had to make it up.
You had to do it.
I had to do it. The good side was I got to do it. The bad side was I had to do it.